Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What would your obituary reveal about you after you passed away? By the way, secrets don't matter once you're gone, right? It's B96, the Rhythm of Chicago.
Well.
It's Moe and Carla Morning. So actually, this came from this revelation. Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband passed away. Brandon Blackstock, so he was 48, and he had a 3-year battle with melanoma. And it's absolutely heartbreaking. They have kids together. And, you know, obviously, she's coping with that. She's helping the kids cope with, you know, the fact that their dad died. But in the midst of all this, it turns out that Brandon Blackstock, it was revealed in his obituary that he fell in love and his new life partner is Kelly Clarkson's former assistant. And her name is Brittany. And I guess they thought it would be appropriate to, you know, mention her in the obituary because, you know, she had become quite an important part of his life. But imagine if you're, I don't know when Kelly Clarkson found out about this, but the rest of the world is finding out about this right now and going like, oh, wow, not only was he with someone new, he was with her assistant.
There's no way Kelly didn't know, but there's no way that the whole world knowing now isn't like absolutely crushing her.
Right. I mean, I feel like something like that is really complicated, right? Because it's somebody that you had a not great ending with.
Well, now we know why.
But still, when they die, like, that's something, that's your kid's father. That's a lot to contend with. It's just a very complicated kind of pain, I'm sure.
Right. And I'm not going to pretend to understand how Kelly is feeling, but yeah. I'm also not going to pretend like just because this guy died, what he did wasn't bad.
Right.
It was bad. It is bad. And I think that happens a lot when people pass away.
And they had a really ugly divorce.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a whole public thing, and there was a ranch involved, and who was going to get the ranch? And
okay. See, I feel like when people pass away, it becomes like rude. You're like, you can't talk ill of the dead. And it's like, yo, some people did some really bad things. Like recently, Hulk Hogan died, and wasn't he racist?
You know, I don't know all the ins and outs of Hulk Hogan.
But you know what I mean? Like, we tend to want to
only say the nice things.
We want to angelify.
Right.
And it's like, well, he did a bad thing, and his obituary revealed it.
What would your obituary reveal about you? You're dead. What is there any surprising thing?
Yes.
So I thought it would be fun if we had ChatGPT. I use ChatGPT. I can speak for myself quite a bit. Uh-huh. I'm always like, here's, you know, my budget. Here's my life. Here's what I'm doing at work. What are your thoughts? And so I asked ChatGPT to write a little bit of an obituary about me.
Oh.
And I was hoping that you would do the same.
Okay.
It went away for a second. Okay, here we go. Here's my obituary, according to ChatGPT,
okay,
with a bit of a revelation.
In the arms of the age.
Sad news, Chicago. John Moog, 39-ish forever, has died. It happened during a heated round of Moog's Mega Minute. He bet his life on knowing the capital of Djibouti. He didn't. known for his bald brilliance, ginger charm, and dangerous willingness to humiliate himself for ratings. Moog once even missed a major meeting because he was handcuffed to a stranger at the top of the Hancock. That stranger, now his chiropractor.
I don't know what
ChatGPT thinks I have going on.
What was that? Is any of that true?
What would I do? I don't even have a chiropractor. Why am I handcuffed to this person? But that was what it revealed about me.
Okay.
All right. So now we know. 39-ish forever is rude. I'm not even 39 yet.
I know. But it almost knew your birthday.
Yeah. What's yours?
All right. Carla Hernandez finally got her full 8 hours of sleep. So rude. Chicago's morning radio darling. Mm-hmm. And bedtime enthusiast, I complain a lot about my sleep schedule to ChatGPT, has passed on, presumably to a place where there's no traffic on Lakeshore Drive and brunch reservations are always available.
Oh.
She leaves behind a microphone, a half marathon training plan, and a city full of people she's convinced to overshare on air.
Sure.
Her last words were, "Tag me in the post."
Oh. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's your big obituary?
Tag me in the post.
Man. You know what? It did make me sad, the brunch reservations thing.
Yeah.
You never have to wait in heaven.
It was very me, huh? Very. Honestly, this kind of ate.
Yeah. All right, good for you.
Especially since I have this mysterious cough that I can't seem to get rid of.
Oh, I know. You have that mysterious cough that you got yourself. I hope you're okay.
I will be.
Can you crush Carla? You might be able to today. Her lungs are crushed.
Don't crush me too hard now, though. Just in case, at least you have my obitch.
Yeah.
Obituary. I'm trying to shorten it.
That's a weird thing to shorten. I think you would say obit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My obituary.
Watch your mouth. All right, $1,000 could be yours at 7:50 with Can't Crush Carla. Up next, between 7 and 7:15, when you hear the school bell ring, call us, be caller 9. We will get you set up with a $250 Target gift card for your back-to-school shopping. Thanks to our friends at Demesman and at Dover Law Firm. All right, it's Moog and Carla Mornings, B96.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.